Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline
may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline, the number 1-800-LOVE-191. Back with us tonight again, Daniel Tosh. Daniel, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, yes. Well, in fact, I was listening to something of yours last night, speaking of thank you, where you wanted to have a restaurant called...
Thank you for calling, how may I help you?
Yeah, so it's
thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
How may I help you?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's well done. In fact, I told Dan I had a nap Saturday. I woke up thinking, thank you for calling. How can I help you? So it like gets in your head. And I'll call as you have to spell out the jokes. See, the restaurant's called Thank You for Calling, How May I Help You. So when they pick up the phone.
To answer the phone, people would have to thank you for calling. How may I help you? It's ridiculous. It was just a concept of what I would do if I won the lottery, which is something that I don't even buy lottery tickets for, but I like to daydream all day thinking of things I'll do when I win.
Another thing I thought was rather clever in your CD, which is called True Stories I Made Up, with one of my favorite titles for all chapters, or else sort of, what are those called? It's broken down into segments of a comedy. Corporaphagic diet. So I went right to that. And listen, there was nothing about the corporaphagic diet.
Oh, no. Well,
I was so disappointed.
The whole concept was just made up stories. That was, I think there might have been something about diets in there. And maybe that was where I thought the diet. And then I just think it's a funny word.
It's very funny. It sounds funny, looks funny, and describes something funny.
Yes.
So what's not funny about that?
And I was daydreaming all day about, not daydreaming about you. That sounds extremely weird. But, I kept thinking after doing the show last night, I was like, you're kind of like Google. Has anybody ever described like that?
No.
You really have the answer to everything.
I see. You just put it in and something comes out.
And I was just thinking like because...
It may not always be what you're looking for.
Right, and it usually leads to porn. But, but more importantly, I was like... It is, when they say ignorance is bliss, it really is true. I am not a bright person. I was like, I can't imagine going to bed knowing the answer to everything. Like, that's got to be horribly annoying. Like, every single person you talk to forget the radio, guys. As soon as he's off the radio, it's like, he's solving every problem there is in the world. And no one even talks to him without at least some advice coming back.
Thus, that's when I go to bed, I'm thinking... Thank you for calling. How can I help you? My brain goes into neutral sometimes.
Have you ever lost an argument?
Oh, yes.
Like to a loved one?
Oh, yes.
Really?
My wife all the time.
I don't even...
You know how that goes.
Don't argue with me. Yeah, but see, but you know, all my girl...
My thing is argument is like good times. Her thing is like, you're arguing. Yeah. It's good times.
Well, so I enjoy it too, but mine always ends with like, you're so dumb, and I have to be like, you're right. That kind of trumps.
That puts it down right there. You're right. You learn to stand up for yourself when they say that. Because, no, that's just a defense. And see, here comes some answers for you. That's just a defense on their part to put you back on your heels.
And it works effectively, might I add.
Well, you mentioned daydreaming, and I liked your little dream thing, too. I'm fascinated by how bizarre dreams are.
Oh, man. Describing one. Like, no matter how scary a dream is, you'd tell somebody, like, oh, I had a scary dream. Like, oh, tell me. Oh, I was running through this pool of marshmallows, and my flip-flops, and a manager came running everywhere, and he's like... there's 15 seconds to eject before the bowling alley closed, and you were there, Dr. Drew, but you looked different.
I scared
what?
You.
What are you talking about?
Right.
I'm no longer your friend. All right, I'll see you.
I remember I saw a comedian once say a bit where he said he kept a tape recorder by his bed because he wanted to remember his dreams. They'd always fade really quickly as a memory, so he kept a tape recorder there, and he said he got up in the middle of the night, laid down exactly what he just dreamt, and he couldn't remember what he'd said in the tape recorder, so he couldn't wait to run to the recorder. And he clicked it on. Here's what he heard. We're asleep.
It's no good.
Let's take some calls. This is Sky. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Daniel Tosh is the guest. Sky, what's up?
Oh, well, hey. Like, I haven't been having sex or anything, but, like, if you masturbate too much, does it make it harder for you to get off? Because, like, I mean, I can, but it takes a while. And I was just curious if that affects it or not.
But it's always been that way for you, right?
She sounded like that dream.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that, huh? Sky, here's the deal. If anything, provided you don't use something that is too energetic in terms of its vibrating mode, it actually may improve your function.
What do you have something in mind?
Well, no, like, I usually don't use anything, but, like, I was just curious because sometimes it's really hard. And it
I know, it's always been really hard for you, right? Mm-hmm. Sky, I'm asking you a question. It has always been really hard for you, right?
Most of the time, yeah.
Sky, was your father an architect? Was your father an architect?
No.
No, okay.
Oh,
I could tell.
Way
I
off.
Could tell.
Way off. Yeah,
No. I could tell.
Oh, you could tell that he wasn't?
That he wasn't.
Oh, you just want to confirm that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm getting good at this.
Sky, it's good that you're not having sex. It's okay that you masturbate. I'm just thinking, if guys would desensitize themselves by masturbating too much, A, it wouldn't matter to them, and B, no man would have any feeling in his genitalia. Wouldn't you say?
I agree.
Yeah. Megan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's up, Megan? You're on with Daniel Tosh.
I was curious.
Not very happy about that, are you?
That's fine. What?
No worries. What are you curious about?
Our callers are really upbeat. Whatever. So anyway.
What's going on?
I'm 15, and I'm sexually active with my boyfriend.
That's healthy.
He's trying to get me to do things that I'm not really wanting to do, but I also don't want to break up with him because I don't want to break his heart.
How old is he?
He's 15.
What do you mean, break his heart? How does that even enter into your thinking?
Well,
this guy's trying to force you to do bizarre things sexually just to satisfy his, you know, incredibly high sex drive, you know, 15, 16-year-old male. He doesn't care, clearly, what's happening to you, because even though you don't want to do these things, he's still forcing you to do them or trying to force you to do them.
What
do you mean, break his heart? His delicate sensibilities. I can tell this is a guy that will go, you know, go crying for long periods of time. It'll ruin his life.
He's done it before.
His heart?
We've been on and off for like the past 2 months, and he's sat there, and he went over to one of my good friend's house, and he just kind of sat there and stared off into space and cried and was like...
He cried? Oh, he said, man, he's gay.
He's not gay.
Oh, really? 15-year-old really? Crying? Sounds queer to me.
He tells me all the time like he's in love with me and he's ready to settle down, and I'm...
Every 15-year-old. And who wouldn't be at 15? I mean, you know, he's
she's not using all her inputs. Not settling down.
Megan, 15-year-old relationship, it's normal to feel like the world's going to end if you lose a 15-year-old relationship, but it is abnormal for a 15-year-old relationship to go to marriage or to try to be a sustained relationship the rest of one's life. You get in a relationship, you get out of relationships when you're an adolescent.
What's he trying to get her to do? Sorry.
Huh?
What's up? It's Anderson.
Hi, Anderson.
What's he trying to get her to do? I want to know what nasty, horrible things.
I don't want to tell the nasty, horrible things.
Come on.
No, it's just, I'm not one to say no to many things. I've just learned.
Well, now you're a good girlfriend.
But now even I'm curious. What is it he wants you to do?
He wants me to do a lot of things.
Okay, what were those? Give me one.
Oh.
Butt sex.
Huh?
Does he want your mom to watch?
Anal.
What's he want?
Threesomes.
He wants both those, actually. And I
both of those, okay.
Threesomes and butts.
Okay.
Oh, my.
And I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't. Don't even think about it.
There's no reason that you should.
I just don't like to say no because I
know
what happens
break his heart.
You can say no.
Why? What happens if you say no to a guy that's asking you to... If you could hear how funny that sounds.
I know it sounds funny. I don't know what to do about it because I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm forced to do something. But
all right, you say no, and if a guy can't tolerate that, then you break up with him, and that's his fault, not yours.
Yeah, I know.
The other side of the coin is relationships are all about compromise.
He doesn't compromise.
What?
He does not compromise.
Okay. No. Daniel's trying to go for you to compromise, see? The other thing is, it doesn't sound like you're into this guy. No, you're not. And that's
I'm halfway in between, but, I cannot stand hurting other people. Like, I'm the kind of person that'll take pain, because I know I can take it, but I don't know that they can.
Why can't I ever find a girl like that? Every girl I meet has no problem saying no to me.
And breaking your heart. Blowing you off.
I have problems with both.
Yeah.
I know, Megan, but that's not a good
special.
Trait. You're going to get hurt as a result. Is your dad an alcoholic or something?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, both my parents are.
Yeah, that's usually where that's that crystal ball thing. Yeah. I have.
You're pretty good. Let me try. Does your dad
architect?
Did they get divorced at when you were seven?
No.
Four.
Man. One of these days, way off. Hit it out of the park.
Way off. All right. So that caretaking thing is what we call codependency. You might want to get a book called Codependent No More.
Okay.
It might help you sort of see why you can't set these boundaries and why you can't. It makes me nervous when you write notes like that, Dan. What does that say? What do they say?
You know what that did? Well, I'll tell you what it said. It said...
I said something right down the book.
No, I said don't hit the table after I make a point.
Why not? I hit it all the time here. It's all right.
I verbally
like
it.
You're so hard on yourself.
I'm not hard
on
myself.
You're funny.
Knock it off. Oh, I wish you were my father. My dad just shot for middle class. You know how boring that is? Sorry.
Speaking of boring, here comes Cody. Cody.
Hi.
What's up? You're on with Daniel Tosh.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second, Cody. I'm bored. This is much more interesting. Erica.
Yeah?
What's up there?
Nothing.
What's your question, Erica?
My boyfriend has a sick fantasy, like, where he wants me to dress him up in my clothes and for me to perform all sex on him.
Wait, dress you up in his clothes?
Her clothes.
In my clothes.
Like a girl.
Oh, he wants to wear your clothes. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't want to be responsible for it. He wants her to dress him up. Like it's some kind of baby doll.
Right, right. How old is he?
He's 17.
And how old are you?
15.
Why are you so sexually active do you feel comfortable being this active sexually with this guy?
I do because I've known him for a pretty long time, since I was like 12.
Are you guys the same size?
No, not really.
How are your clothes going to fit? He's going to look horrible. When he puts them on, you say, you look fat, and then just punch him.
What?
No? So are you going to do this fantasy for him or no?
No, I think it's really sick, and I just don't know how to go about and telling him that I don't want to do it because...
I think you go on the radio.
You go on the radio, or you heard somebody talking about it on the radio, and we said, no, not a great idea. It's kind of you can start going down those paths, and you may uncover some things you don't want to find. And the guy could kind of, I don't know, the fetishes this kind can pull the relationship apart a little bit. Secondly, you just tell him it's gross. You're not going to do it. Very simple. Listen, guys do not have delicate sensibilities. They're just going to forge on and start asking for threesomes and things, right?
If the guy that wants to be dressed up like a little girl might be sensitive.
Is he a sensitive kind of guy?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Erica?
Yeah, he's not really that sensitive.
There you go. Say,
are you a cheerleader?
No.
I'm picturing him in bloomers for some reason.
That's a nice idea. Erica, the answer is no. Stop it. And I got to worry... Again, ladies, I'm confused. I'm confused. You're not into these guys. They ask you to do things you don't want to do. What's in it for you to stay in these relationships other than you don't hurt another person while they exploit you?
Yeah, where's the modern woman?
I don't know. Cody, sorry about that. What's up?
Hey, I'm like 18 years old, and I've never kissed a girl before, and it's like a really hard time like talking to them and stuff. So
this is perfect for Daniel Tosh.
For who?
I'm the co-host tonight. I'm a
oh okay,
like a middle class comic.
Cool. Right on.
Why have you never kissed a girl? Have you ever had a girlfriend? Or you just you have no game. You can't even talk to. You know what women love?
Yeah, I have no game whatsoever.
Okay, well I'm gonna help. Do you know what women love?
What
do you think? Do you think a good sense of humor, money? No.
Oh yeah, I think I'm pretty funny.
Doesn't matter.
I don't
have any money, so. Daniel's hilarious. He never gets laid.
Right. Women love confidence. Am I right, bitches?
Right.
Confidence. You know, I see a woman at a bar. I'm not the guy that freaks her out by staring at her for 6 hours. I just walk right up to her like, hey.
Yeah,
look at that vagina.
I heard another bit of yours when you would put a vagina in your axilla.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's a good one.
Well, thank you. That's a me on Extreme Makeovers, but completely inappropriate for this call. Listen, if all else fails, I think you resort to alcohol.
For them or him?
Yeah, that always
helps. Both. I think both sides of it.
Yeah.
He's 18, though.
Right, so you legally can't get drunk, but wine coolers, is that legal?
I don't think so.
It's just that, like, you know, it's really, I get really nervous and everything, and it's just really hard.
Why all this social phobia? What happened to you?
I don't know. I just get really nervous around girls, you know.
Jeez. Ooh, my, you're like a cartoon character.
maybe you should go, like, into the ministry or something. I don't know.
No, it's all right.
All right, Cody. Listen,
good luck.
Get people to set you need to
you have no chance.
Some experience.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, get some people to set you up. Meet people.
It's not going to work. Who's going to set him up with the freak that can't talk to girls without giggling?
But on the other hand, he'll take what he can get, and he'll get some experience out there and just get used to talking to people.
You need to find that girl that can't say no.
And it's very easy for us to say, hey, just have some confidence. Well, yeah, of course, women like a guy that's present and who invests a piece of himself. You know, who just is available and sort of. And who listens, by the way. I think listening is probably, I really think that's the number one thing. Who seems, pretend like you care what they're talking about. That's it. You got
it's
it then.
It's so hard,
right?
Though.
Right?
But your ADD kicks in. Oh,
you can pretend, though, can't you?
Ramble on forever.
Dave, what's up?
Hey.
What's happening?
I just have a question for Daniel.
What's up?
I was actually wondering if, I think you're a very funny guy. I think you're actually funnier than Dane Cook. But do you like it if people compare you to him?
Do No, it's very nice. He's extremely successful. I think our stand-up, if you saw us, actually tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory, there's probably a good chance you'd see both of us perform.
Really?
Plug.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles area, if you're here. No, I have no problem. He's extremely successful. He's done wonderful. But our comedy's pretty different. He's very nice and likable. And I get on stage, and a lot of times people dislike some of the things
I say. He says horrible, horrible things.
Yeah,
occasionally.
He wants a vagina put in his arm.
Yeah, towards lava, I got it.
But no, I don't dislike it if someone compares me to someone that's extremely successful.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to see you hopefully when you guys come to Kansas City, so.
Okay, I will be there this summer, I believe, at the new Improv.
You're doing a meet and greet after that, or what?
I do not talk to my fans. There's no reason
Thus,
for that.
You're on hold, Dave. Uma Thurman, her dad was my religion professor at college. Tiffany.
Yeah.
Buddhist, right?
He was into everything. He brought the Dalai Lama. He was the first Dalai Lama appearance in this country.
So you're a real doctor? I always thought it was just like a name on this show.
Sorry about that.
Dr. Phil, he's fake, right? He's not a real doctor.
He's not a physician, no.
Would you fight him?
Don't get him
in
started.
Would you fight him in a celebrity fight?
That'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be the best. You'd win just because I would. He's huge, but there's just no way he can fight. You just know it.
I think he's got a few years on me, so it's a little disadvantage for him.
Go for his knees. Buckle that monster.
Tiffany, what's up?
I want to know if there's anything wrong with me. I don't like having sex. Like,
yes.
Like my boyfriend thinks I'm cheating on him, and I'm not. But it's just like I don't enjoy.
In a way,
sex.
You are.
I'm not. Like, I never cheated on him before.
No, I know, but by not giving it to him, I could see where he feels that he's being cheated. Like, I'm investing into a relationship, but I'm not getting the payoff, the reward.
He thinks I'm, like, hooking up with other guys, like, and
yeah,
that's where...
Our
that's
callers,
why I don't
hang on, Tiffany.
Them.
Hold on, Tiffany. Our callers don't pick up that nuance of language that you're so good with.
I'm sarcastic. Dr. Drew will give you the real advice. Go ahead.
No, it's good.
Oh.
All right, what the heck. Tiffany, have you ever had a sex drive?
Yeah. Like,
where'd it go?
When I date myself, but then, like, once I got a boyfriend, it kind of, like...
Did you say date yourself?
Did it myself.
Oh, when you do it yourself. I thought you said date yourself.
Have you ever... Are you a virgin?
No, I'm not a virgin. Like, I've had sex with my boyfriend, but...
You just don't like to have sex a lot?
No, I don't.
Or do you not like sex with him?
I don't like to have sex,
Is he circumcised?
Yes.
Did something bad happen to you growing up?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't have a high sex drive anymore.
Are you on birth control pill?
No.
What are you guys using for contraception?
Well, am I using what?
For contraception.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Stephanie, you shouldn't be sexually active. That's a word you've never heard. To prevent pregnancy.
And other things, too, right?
Sometimes we use a condom. Like,
sometimes? What do you mean?
At the very end.
Oh, my God.
Like, whenever... Like,
Tiffany does not sound like somebody that should be reproducing.
This is Darwin at
he
work.
He pulls out.
Pull out does not work, Tiffany.
Wait,
it does not work.
Don't you shatter my dream.
Doesn't work, buddy.
What
doesn't.
Is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. That's the middle class contraception ain't going to work.
But
what if she was on the pill like
you,
a few
months? Like,
why
I don't like sex, though?
Are you on any medication?
No.
Is there a chance that he's just no good?
Yeah, I just think you're not into this guy. If you were into the guy, probably there'd be a little more going on.
Really?
Yeah.
But so if I was more into the guy, then you think that my sex drive would come back?
I do. Unless either, I mean, you need to have a medical evaluation to make sure there's not something going on that, you know, biologically that's caused this. The most common cause is medication and or substance use in your age group. And then beyond that, if there's interpersonally problems where you're just not into the guy, yeah, of course that'll shut you down. This is Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa, what's happening? You're on with Daniel Tosh.
Hey. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm going to pull over right now.
Don't. Just keep driving. You'll be fine.
We're going to have to take a commercial break in a minute anyway, so you might as well take that over.
I was just wondering, I've been with many guys, but... Sorry, I'm driving.
How many guys?
How many guys?
How many
guys? I can't
guys?
Really count.
Give me a... I mean, are we talking over 100?
No, probably around 30.
You're 18.
Oh, you are loose.
I've only had sex with four of them, but...
What?
What did you do with the other guys? Hand jobs don't count.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you pulled over?
Huh? Yeah, well, no, it's just, like, I've always had a thing for girls, like, since fourth grade. And I'm just
fourth
wondering...
Grade?
Yeah, is it normal to have feelings like that?
Uh-uh.
Well, first of all, one of your little 9-year-old friends must have done something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was molested as a child by a woman.
Ah, there you go. And how old were you then?
I was in second grade.
And this was an adult woman?
Yeah.
Not a child? And then did you have any fooling around with other girls later on? I mean, when you were little? How old were you when you started doing it to your peers?
Fourth grade.
All right. So there we go. And
are you from Florida?
No.
Okay. Oh, phew. Thank you. Okay.
What, is that where that's where?
No, I was just hoping to make our state a little better for a while. I'm from Florida originally. We've got a lot of bad things going on down there.
Yeah. And Melissa would have cheered it up quite a bit. So, Melissa, so the sexual abuse screws with your sexual orientation, confuses you about it. I don't know what you are, but I know you are surviving sexual abuse, and I would suggest that you get some treatment for that.
On the positive side, it's hot.
There's two things that happens from the kind of that sort of sexual abuse by an adult woman on a female. One is tremendous confusion about your sexual orientation, and secondly, a lot, oftentimes, sort of a fluctuation between sexually acting out a lot and then being shut down. So, Daniel, by the time you arrive on the scene with Melissa, boom, shut down. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's 100 guys. So
yeah, and you every need to get some, I'm with,
yeah,
kind of like. I don't feel anything for them. Like
I know, and yet you still act it out. And believe me, they're feeling something.
Well, then you might as well get paid for it.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, you got to get some treatment.
No, that's not a good idea. I was. I apologize.
Do you want to hold the line? I'll give you some ideas where you can go.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Thanks.
Don't drive yet.
Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. There's a guy in line 4. I'm going to put this one to rest right now. He said he just discovered you and wants to know what the name of your CD is. The CD is called True Stories I Made Up, which is filled with such great titles as Fictitious Disorders and Coprophagic Diet. And for those of you who don't know what a coprophagiac is, somebody eats their own poo.
My comedy is very highbrow.
Very highbrow. We'll give you a little taste of it tonight. Because I hate segues, too.
Oh, yes.
Let's just go right to commercial.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Anderson, do not tantalize Daniel Tosh like that. He has Tourette's. Tell him not to do something that's likely to happen.
Do you think there's one case of polite Tourette's in the whole world?
I bet you. Well, Tourette's really one of the sort of features is saying what's on your mind.
Right, so it could be somebody that just says
that's
a random
very nice
thing.
Person. Yeah, could be a very nice person.
Lovely eyes.
Nice hair.
See?
No one wouldn't have said anyone.
No one has any idea what you're talking about, Drew, so.
So what?
Okay.
You're spoiling the moment. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, you were just talking about how pulling out doesn't work at all. Well, for the last three...
I didn't say it doesn't work at all. I said it's not a reliable means of contraception.
I got a pro on the phone. Yeah. Tell him.
Yeah.
No.
And if you've been dodging bullets, You will get somebody.
She's
pregnant.
The one that's been dodging bullets. Yeah. Rimshot Anderson.
You will get somebody pregnant. I promise.
But that's
enjoy.
Funny, I mean.
Enjoy.
No.
Why is Dr. Drew gonna be such a buzzkill?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, that's the thing. I mean, there have been also times that I haven't pulled out also. And, I mean, not just a few times, but a good amount of times. I mean, because I'm 19. There's something, you know, possibly wrong with my sperm at such a young age.
How many days of the month do you figure a woman is fertile and can conceive? What's your sort of sense of that?
No. Like
every second.
Mike, how
if
long?
If they're a stripper.
Mike?
Or anyone that I don't want to have a kid with.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I was just...
You said how many days is it fertile? Isn't it like only like 2 to 3 or 2 to 4 days?
Yeah. Right? So you've just been... The odds have been going... It's a deal or no deal.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, it happens all the time.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get your sperm checked and whatnot, make sure... Do you smoke a lot of pot?
I used to, you know, a couple years back when I was still sexually active then, but, you know, not recently, no.
That can screw up your sperm count a little bit, but...
I think we should legalize pot just so potheads have nothing to talk about ever again.
It'll be good, right?
Yeah. Just pot grow up and do coke like an adult. Yes, that joke killed!
Oh, my God.
Oh. Is that... Has that happened a lot or no?
No, I've never had that happen before. Anderson, what was that?
Anderson, that wasn't one of your sound effects.
No, I think that might have been a car accident.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Is he there? Mike? Oh, my.
What about a sperm count?
The good news is that I cussed the cut word. The cuss word I cut. So we're good there.
All right.
But
did you know that he's with Geico?
He's with God now, I think.
No, it really didn't sound like a...
It wasn't bad. It was a... See, that's why I don't want to say horrible things, Dr. Drew. This show can kill people.
Anna, what's up?
Hello?
Hi, Anna. What's happening?
Hey. I've got to use my comedy for good and not evil.
Good. Excellent. I would like that. Anna?
Hi.
What's happening?
I was wondering if you really think it's possible that people can just sort of in a moment, like, go crazy.
Describe what you mean by go crazy.
Well, just sort of... You know, like, snap. Like, not snapping like, I'm gonna, you know... Like, just, like, all of a sudden they're not the person that they were before. And they
you
never...
You mean, like, born again?
I wish I understood what you're talking about.
Okay, I had, like, a bunch of really kind of serious, crappy things, bad things happen in a very short amount of time. And, like, in this one moment, I was like, okay, well... I sort of just feel like all of a sudden I turned into this person who is not the same person who I was before.
Well, obviously you were affected by a certain thing. What happened?
I found out things about my dad and about my family and about...
Like what?
Oh, like my dad sexually assaulted my sister. And we just found that out, like, a while ago.
Did you have to witness any of that?
None of it. I just found out. That was just like one of these very many things that I just found out at this one time.
Anna, here's the deal. You're not given much, but the fact is, in order to figure out what you're describing, you would need a ton of detail. And yes, people can become very shut down. They become splintered in their personalities. They can become manic. They can become psychotic. All kinds of things can happen in a moment's notice. Are you a different person? Well, no.
Yeah, like I mean,
you're
like,
in a different state.
Like I'm a person who like forgot how to drive a car.
Mike. Yeah. And were you in a fugue state? Were you just sitting there staring at the wall kind of thing?
Are you from Korea?
Were you in a fugue state, just kind of sitting there? Well, here's the deal. Again, you need to see someone about this. Not only are there dozens and dozens of psychiatric explanations for this, there are medical problems that can precipitate this, too. And, you know, if you have a sudden change in your neurological status where you can't do hand-eye things you used to be able to do, activities you used to be able to, you know, require procedural memories, and you suddenly can't do that. Yeah, it could be psychiatrically based, but it also could be a medical thing. It needs an evaluation. Melissa.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey. Well, I was calling because I'm very sexually active, 22 years old, and for some reason, like, all the guys that I've dated or gone out with, I'll have sex with them, like, I'll give it, like, 2 weeks, maybe, and then I'll have sex with them, and then they'll ask me, like, in the middle of sex, like, we'll use a condom at first, and then, like, they'll, I guess we'll get comfortable with each other, and then we'll stop using a condom, and they'll always ask me, like, are you on the pill? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm on the pill, you know, what are you talking about? But I'm really not, and I don't know why I do that, like, I don't understand.
You are a special breed of horrible person.
Oh, my God. No, it's not even like that. Like,
what is wrong with you? That's insane.
I know. See, I've gotten the shot before instead of taking the pill. I'm just scared because, like, when I was taking the pill, I was
all right, listen.
Like,
I need to get you an IUD immediately.
IUD will be okay. What scares you about the pill?
A gaining weight.
Oh, well, hold on. That's a very valid point.
Yeah, the pregnancy doesn't put any weight on you or anything.
I know. I mean, I know. It kind of sounds like a contradicting thing because, I mean, I can get pregnant, and how much more weight will I gain then? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but at least you can get rid of that weight. What?
I get myself tested regularly.
How much do you weigh?
Huh?
Let's get to the heart of the issue. How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh right now?
Yes.
I weigh, like, 170.
170. And you're worried about weight? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not. Listen.
I gained a lot of weight. Well, before, this is. I weigh this much because I had my son. I mean.
Well, you did get pregnant.
Well, that was with my. Yeah, I was engaged, and that was like a long time ago, though. My
listen.
Son's already three.
170, 240. It's all the same guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a certain kind of guy that can handle it.
Yeah.
I would think. I'm not
oh, I see.
Him.
The guy that likes 170 also likes 240.
Well, I'm 5'11", so I'm tall.
Oh, okay. Well,
different guy.
No.
Well, and yet I don't understand, like, why I do that. I don't know if it's the feeling or if it's because they say that it feels good that way. Like, they like to be able
hey,
to...
Hey, Melissa, the problem isn't why you want to do it without the condom. Everyone understands that.
The problem is
why you don't protect yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
So IUD, shot, birth control pill, let's get it going here.
How about a treadmill?
Another kind, that's just what we need is Melissa with another kid. Come on.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
No.
You can
athletic
barely handle this
school,
one.
You know?
What?
Yeah, I was really athletic in high school. And so, I never did anything like that. And for some reason, like, after my first boyfriend, my first experience, it's just, you can say wild side out. And ever since then, like, I really enjoy it. And I like having sex, you know, it's...
Melissa!
Just protect myself right now.
We're not taking issue with what you enjoy or don't enjoy. We're taking issue with you don't prepare yourself.
And?
Well,
and you need to take care of your weight, too, because
right,
it's not
cause
healthy
is,
for you.
Right, even at 5'11".
Yeah, that's a little bit much. Julie.
Hello?
Hi, Julie. What's happening? You're on with Daniel Tosh.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, my question is my boyfriend can only have sex for, like, a minute. Like,
and what happens?
Well, he starts, and then he just, like, comes really... Am I allowed to say on the radio and fart?
Yeah,
like,
it's all good.
He
comes
really fast, and, like, he can't go longer than a minute. And
do you mean a full minute, though, 60 seconds? Are you talking like a two-pump chump, or that's like...
Like, give or take. I mean, sometimes it'll be, like, 5 minutes, but the point is...
5 minutes? Now you're getting greedy.
It's like a minute, like, literally.
What about the foreplay? Does he do the foreplay?
I got home from Iraq, so is that... Or is it just because I'm hot, or, like... Why can't he go longer? I don't understand.
You're turning me on. Holy cow.
He was in Iraq?
Yeah, he's in the Marines.
Oh, you know what Doctor, do you know what I thought she said? That's
why?
So funny.
Because I have Iraq?
Because of my Iraq. I was like, which is why I thought she was so hot. Oh, no, because he's in Iraq.
That
yeah,
just killed Daniel's
like,
buzz.
He's been in the Marines, but like ever, and we didn't have sex before he left. And
I don't like to know that
home,
my Marines can't hold out. That doesn't make
I
me feel safe.
I can't, like, be longer than a minute, and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, they're supposed to be the elite warriors, and this guy can't have any... How much can he kegel?
How long do you want to go?
Motivate!
So what do I do?
How long would you like to go for?
Date a Navy man.
Well, we're, like,
Julie.
Engaged. I think I have to keep, like, having...
Yeah, how long...
All right, hold on. Julie, hang on. We're gonna take a little break here. We're going to dig in deeper to Julie because she doesn't listen, for one thing. Who knows? I mean, the guy's probably so distracted, like, wants to get out of there.
I don't know.
Time to start listening, goddammit.
Jeez. Oh,
see. That wasn't me. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Daniel Tosh is our guest tonight. The CD is called True Stories I Made Up. Laugh Factory, Wednesday night.
Tuesday night.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay. In the L.A. area.
Many, many, many television appearances, including the Comedy Central Presents Day. Oh, she dropped off the lawn.
She's got a phone call from
Well, I had a
rat.
Million, I had a, she needs to call back. I had a million questions for her, and there's just as many suggestions. So, because that's going to be a problem for them. And this, the fact that he doesn't sort of pay attention to this is what I wanted to get into. It's not her fault. All right, we'll take a little break. Be right back. Everybody, it's Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. This is interesting. Since we don't have...
Thank you, studio.
Okay, Melissa, whom I really wanted to talk to about her boyfriend's Minuteman thing, let me just say that every guy has his sort of rhythm. Some guys have delayed ejaculation. That's a problem. Some guys are too fast. And partners, relationships, people need to learn to manage this thing. You know what I mean? They have to sort of strategize and plan. I mean, they can go a second time. There are medications for this. There's all kinds of stuff that can be done. So they need to kind of work on it. And he should be like maybe masturbating more, something to kind of get control over his rhythm.
What if you masturbate constantly
and you're still
very quick?
That happens. But I have somebody on the line who may be related to Melissa, or maybe someone that's...
What's the shortest amount of time that's acceptable that you shouldn't be getting in an argument over it? For a man.
You know, people have different definitions. I think if you're in the 5 to 10 minute range, you're doing okay for most women.
Okay.
And if you're, but some like 30 to 60 minutes.
No, there's no such thing.
And that's gross. And one of the people.
It's not even sex, that's a job.
And one of the ways that the sexual dysfunction is defined is if it makes the partner unhappy. So there's, you know, but here's Mike, who's got a question along these lines. Mike.
Yes.
What's happening?
How you doing?
We're good.
Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to comment on that military guy earlier. I was just going to say, on behalf of another military man, I wanted to say that that's not a prevalent problem amongst all of us. So I don't want a bad rap to go around about Minutemen all over the military.
Well, good. More importantly, Daniel was relieved.
Well, thank you. I honestly feel safer now.
I just want to say, some of us, we live up to our elite standards, and I say that modestly. I don't want to look like a showboat.
No, but I appreciate what you're doing.
To get the question, I had this general question in my head on the way home from work, and I wanted to ask it. When you're constantly on deployments and moving out and going out, can that somehow cause a habit of you not to be able to, like later on, have sufficient and you know, kind of long-term relationships? Because I come back for 8-month periods before I have to leave again, and what happens is, you know, it takes you a few months to get used to the routine again, being back in civilian life. And by the time I meet a nice girl or whatnot, I'm forced to tell myself, well, I'm not going to start a relationship and then leave. Because the worst thing is, you know, starting a relationship, and next thing you know, before you can even build any kind of foundation, it turns into a long-term one. It never works out.
I would say no, in the sense that this is a protective mechanism that you have in place now while you're doing these deployments. But it should be something that can be shut off when there is opportunity to actually develop a relationship, unless you really don't want to have relationships and you sort of continue to use this as a way of defending against getting close to somebody.
You should also feel comfortable using this war to your advantage and possibly forcing a few women to believe that they should wait until you get home. I think we...
A few? Just a few?
I don't know. I just think we as America owe it to these guys to hold them some poontang.
I expected that from you.
Well, see, that's why, listen, if it was up to me, we'd bring the troops home and continue the war here in this country. What do you think of that? Sleep in your own beds with your girlfriends, wake up in the morning, drive to war. We can have it in Nebraska. We don't need that horrible state. Let's be honest.
Drive to war.
I think you're talking about more along the lines of a war on poontang instead of war on terror, but I'm not an expert in that field. So
Mike, do you have difficulties, any history where it make it difficult for you to have a relationship?
But the thing is something that's, I'm sure you're aware, prevail in the military. A lot of us get married real young. I mean, I got married when I was really young. I mean, I went into the military when I was about 17, got married when I was like 18 and a half, and we got divorced like 2 or 3 years later. We're still on good terms. It was just because I was constantly away again.
Military and NBA guys.
So
married so young. What is wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Afterwards, you recognize it and you see it. But the thing is, I want to get wrapped up into that. So now you're almost more cautious. But the thing is also what you said, it's not that it's a protective mechanism that I'm not trying to get into relationships. But one of the things is most of the women I meet want kind of, because they're around civilian lives, they're used to a 9-to-5, and I'm used to a completely different kind of lifestyle where I'm constantly traveling. I like traveling. I can only, I like, you know, being here doing the 9-to-5 and doing the grind and going on the freeway, but I can only stand that for about 8 or 9 months. I like traveling.
I wish I had a job where I could say civilian life.
Yeah. But Mike, you've got cool. That's a more of a longer term plan to find a satisfying life for you and career. That's different than then once you figure out how you synthesize these different things you like, then how does a relationship fit into that? You're 27. You're going to figure this out. NBA military is sitting pretty, but the NBA's got a black eye.
When did you figure life out, Dr. Drew?
Still trying to figure it out, but I got it sort of things organized in a way that I like about 6-7 years ago. Not right. A long time.
No, that's okay. And there's hope.
Gabe.
Yeah.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much.
Have you seen how much plastic surgery Gabe Kaplan's gotten?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I saw him on some poker show. His face, oh, my. It was so tight.
Huh?
His eyes were actually on his temples. Anyway, what's up, Gabe?
Yeah,
What happened with just getting old? I mean, old can be attractive.
Right? I'm not lying. I had this conversation today. Grow old gracefully.
Not even gracefully. There's an attractive old. You know what I mean?
I don't even think. Yes, I do.
Right? I mean,
I agree.
There's a way to be old, age appropriate appearance that is attractive as a human being without old trying to look young.
But it's the one thing that we excuse me. It's the one thing you can't control, age. So who cares?
Well, they feel like they can control. That's the thing. They would believe they can with these surgeries and stuff.
Regardless of what you physically look like, you're still old.
Yeah, but they don't want to look at it. They don't want to see it.
Demi Moore's vagina is still old. Ashton can keep pretending that he's dating a hot chick, but he's not. She's old. Oh, bad move, buddy. Bad move.
Gabe, what's up?
There's a girl at my school. She said that she'd, like, give me a blowjob, except, like, she's got this, like, sore on her lip. It's small, like, a little, but it's, like, red, and it's kind of, like, swollen
it's
a little
fine.
Bit.
It's fine. Don't pass this up.
You'll get a herpes from it on your
maybe.
On your Johnson.
Well, I was just wondering, would a condom help?
Condom would help.
Oh, but that's... Who gets a blowjob with a condom?
Condom? You're 15,
know,
Gabe.
Gabe,
you're 15. Slow down. Relax.
Can
how old's
really
the girl?
What girl would blow a guy with a condom on?
A hooker?
Well, I just work with the Trojan Company. They're trying very diligently to find something that people will use.
They gotta make one of these condoms that'll keep her from crying.
They're even talking about latex paint and all kinds of stuff to try to make people... They have mint-flavored condoms now? No.
No, not going to work.
No. Gabe, slow down. How old's the girl?
She's 15.
How old?
15.
Yeah, slow down. Slow down. Relax. You got lots of time.
Wait till it clears up. By slow down, he means wait 2 weeks. A
couple weeks. And who knows what the girl's up to, why she is sort of moving along like this. Irene.
Hello?
What's happening?
Not much. Okay. Well, I love this kid so much, but I keep messing everything up.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, I keep lying to him, mm-hmm. and I do stuff to make him mad. Like, I know it makes him mad, but I do it anyways, and I don't know why.
Because you were born a woman.
There's a little bit of that, but more importantly, she was born to an a-hole dad, and that's the dance she does with males.
Is your dad an a-hole?
Very much so.
Man, I kind of hate it when you're always right. I'll be honest.
Okay.
If I was right that much, my ego would be out of control.
More out of control. But, Irene, listen.
Touche.
If this is where sort of therapy would come in, where you sit with somebody and develop a relationship, pretty like a male therapist, so you learn how to sort of see the dance that you engage in and look at it, maybe change it. That'd be good.
Okay.
I would look into that because you sound like you're a cool girl. You want to have relationships. You know, you've had a bad sort of hand dealt to you with the pain in the butt dad. Let's go ahead and make life worthwhile. Change that. Change the imprint he's left on you by getting some help with this. And maybe you can go out and have an effective relationship. Interestingly, Daniel, what will happen is she won't be interested in this guy anymore. Because the guy's got to be kind of an a-hole, too. Unless he's a really nice guy, in which case she wouldn't be able to handle that. And that would be the other reason she would sabotage this.
It's lose-lose.
Daniel Tosh in here tonight. The CD is called True Stories I Made Up. My favorite, I keep wanting to call it a chapter.
Track.
There you go. It's called Coprophagic Diet. Be sure to check that out. Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. More Daniel, more me, more you after the break. That's right. This is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here with us again tonight. CD is True Stories I Made Up. He's just lamenting the fact that it takes him years to come up with his genius and insightful jokes. It's a cumbersome life.
Well, sure. And then as soon as it's out on television or on CD, it's gone.
Lost.
Got to write new stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I have high-definition television because I felt the lack of resolution was affecting my ability to solve cases on CSI. Bam.
Pow.
One joke like that takes, now it's gone forever. Everybody's heard it.
Heard it in, what, it 3 years, six years to cope with that one?
Oh, I had to wait till high def was invented.
Right.
I had it that long.
Right. And I noticed you carry around a little book with you. Is that a book for notes and jokes?
Sure. I jot down all kinds of funny things. This one.
When did you learn to do that?
When?
It takes a certain discipline to do that.
I don't know. I showed you this one thing where I held it up at a radio station.
It says, can I say fisted?
Yeah, because I was on a radio station. I didn't know if I could say the word. Because you know who loves to get fisted? Sock puppets.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
I know. That's why I do the jokes. Sometimes. Stop it. Rim shots are very demeaning.
This is Christine. Christine?
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I just have a question. I recently just had sex with my boyfriend, and then he asked me if he was my first, and I don't know why, but I said yes. And he was not, so...
Time to live that lie.
Yeah.
There's no going back on that one.
What number is he?
I'm sorry? Oh,
14. Second. He was number 2. Well, who was the first guy?
Just a very stupid thing that I went to, and I went through, and...
All right, that doesn't
I didn't like
me.
Him.
Who was the first guy?
His brother.
Just
who was the first?
Do you want his name or something?
No, yes. I want to know the
circumstance. I want
his
social security.
I want to know how old you were. I want to know what happened, why it was a stupid thing.
I was 17, and he was 19, and I wasn't ready for it, but he...
You pushed it?
I guess somehow talked me into doing it, and...
It was just one time?
No, it happened twice.
Was he a Scorpio?
I'm sorry?
Was he a Scorpio?
I don't understand what.
Never mind.
Dana, should we give her
I'm going to save that for another call. I'm going to try that again because I think that could be funny if I nail it.
Daniel, why don't we give her a bye?
Okay.
Let's declare her virgin prior to this boyfriend. Shall
yeah,
we?
Sure. Why you not? You are officially a virgin. I mean, well, not now.
But you were before this boyfriend. Though.
First guy didn't count.
Yeah.
It's like a mulligan. Do you ever golf?
They're done. Done. You hear that?
Oh, man.
All right?
What?
It's fine. Relax. I think it's a lie you're going to have to live by. But let's try not to lie.
It's not even a lie. It's not even a lie. You're fine.
All right?
It's not even a lie.
No, nope.
Well, you're a virgin.
Guy right now, and I know if he finds out, he's just going to...
He's not going to find out.
She's pretty dumb. Yeah. He might find out.
Well,
he will because the rest of my friends know, and I'm just getting my head to him.
Well... All right, Christine, then tell him what you did. I mean, what do you want from us? I understand. What can we do to help you? We try to support you, try to make you feel better, try to say, go ahead and, you know.
I struggle listening to her, I'll be honest.
But now you're saying that he's going to find out anyway, so what? I'm just curious. It's like picking at a wound. What is it you'd like from us?
What?
But what can we do to help you?
Can I be your first? I mean third?
No.
What can we do to help you?
Well, I don't know, like, do you think he'll understand?
Yes, he's going to be very mad.
Yes. What can we do to help?
I don't know. I was just wondering what I should do. Basically, I just shouldn't tell him, is what you're saying?
Yes, we're saying you shouldn't tell him. And
unless it is, in fact, true that he's going to find out anyway, then there is no question, and you need to sit down and talk to him.
Or just deny it.
Does he know the first guy?
Yeah, just say the first guy that you just did oral and some other stuff.
A little anal.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know, with Daniel Tosh.
Hey, Dan, dude. I've been a huge fan for a long time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, dude. And that Scorpio joke, by the way, was freaking hilarious.
Well, now I don't believe you.
No. That was awesome. But my question is actually, what's it called when you pee in your sleep? Like, because you go get really drunk? Because I'd actually, believe it or not, I know you guys aren't going to believe me. You're going to think you're somebody else. Or you're going to think, yeah, anyway. That happened to my girlfriend, like, 2 nights ago. We went out and got really drunk, and she ended up peeing while we were sleeping.
Why do you think we're going to find that so unbelievable?
Well, because, yeah, I know you guys. I listen to the show a lot, and it's pretty easy to tell, like, if it's somebody else, but...
Right, I know when it's bogus, when it's not. This isn't bogus. People get drunk and pee on themselves all the time.
If she, you should jump out of the bed immediately, point at her, and be like, "What did you do? Oh!" And just run out of the room.
I did. I was.
And then flip the flip the mattress over.
I was laughing so hard. It was
you should.
And laughing's good. Laughing's good too, right?
Well, I think it's okay. I mean, unless she's like really. I mean, was she embarrassed? Obviously.
Well, she was embarrassed, but like she knows it's not that big of a deal to me.
Did you put her nose in it and spank her?
Oh, that was a good idea. No, I didn't.
That's the only way you're gonna break them.
I'm pretty like lighthearted, and I just joke around, and she knows that. And she knows that I'm just giving her a hard time, so.
People, it is actually a concerning sign in terms of the amount of alcohol you're consuming. People will get up and pee on furniture. People will pee on themselves in the middle of the night. And that's usually kind of a blackout thing. And it concerns me in terms of...
She was trash. I
understand. And let's hope it is one time. But it's highly suggestive of something more serious with the alcohol.
Hey, so. But this weekend, just for this weekend, go out, spend, like, whatever, $20, and buy a pair of... plastic sheets and put them on your bed, and then when you bring her home, be like, I want to be proactive.
It's no big deal. No big deal. Just want to be sure, you know, we had a little problem, and
yeah, we can get past this.
Yeah.
I'm willing
to work with you and your problem.
That's awesome.
And of course, I can see what Jeremy's all about. You bring this up with her friends at dinner and stuff, right?
No.
Yeah, come on, Jeremy. You're talking about this all over.
I've thought about it, but I'm not that mean about it. Right now, I'm just giving her a hard time about it. But I have brought it up to my friends, and they won't say anything.
They won't say anything. They're just like you.
I have a blog about it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Joe, what's up?
Hey, so that actually isn't really my problem.
Okay.
But I have a different one. I have extremely sweaty armpits.
Switch to antiperspirant. Now, it clogs the pores, but who cares? At least you won't die with sweat rings. It's disgusting.
No, but it's not only... I researched it on the internet, and Dr. Drew, have you ever heard of this hypohidrosis or something like that?
Hyperhidrosis, yeah.
Yeah, that. But I think I have that, but I'm not sure.
Yes, you do. What's the question?
Okay, well, I just want to know, like, what I can do.
By the way, hyperhidrosis is the exact same meaning as I sweat a lot.
Yeah, I know, but, like, what I just want to know, like, because antiperspirants don't work at all.
What about,
like,
laser surgery on the armpits?
I'm not aware of that being available, but there are several different surgeries and things that can be done, and there are very powerful antiperspirants you can get. You talk to your doctor about that, so. This is a mic.
Hey, what's Drew?
What's happening there, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm calling today because I heard earlier you had a caller that was overweight, and she was talking about having trouble maintaining a long-term relationship. And I'm kind of experiencing the same thing. And
no, wait a minute. Whoa. She was talking about not using condoms, wasn't she?
Right.
Not getting pregnant, not gaining weight with birth control pills, what she was talking about.
But a lot of heavy people do have trouble having long-term relationships.
How dare you?
I have read that.
On your blog?
I never read. I don't read anything, I'll be honest.
Well, what's up, Mike?
Part of what I was wondering is, why is it, because I've noticed myself doing this, that I will go after girls that are just completely and utterly unavailable to me. I mean, just, they won't look my way.
Like, out of your league, like, way hotter than you?
Yeah, like, way hotter than me, like...
If 1 to 10, where are you?
Maybe a 4.
Okay, and what are you chasing? Are you chasing, because you can go 2 up. Guys can go 2 up.
Typically, I'm looking at the 5'4". 116-pound, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, B-cup.
Oh, God's chosen ones. I agree.
And have you ever had a girlfriend look like that?
Me?
Yeah, no. Actually, I had a girlfriend who was, we were going to get married, and she wound up running off with one of our good friend's husband and having a couple kids, but...
That's nice.
Oh, that's good times. Well, anyway, so you're able to do this, and it's the kind of person you like, and they seem to like you. So, what's the question?
Oh, the question is just, what could I do...
You could lose some weight.
Should I lower my standards some?
Yeah, well, why lower your standards if you're getting a hot chick?
Right. You can lose some weight. You can get focused on your life and do something substantial with it and be an interesting person. And you will.
I don't know about that interesting part. Might be. Hard.
I'm troubled by the way you think about women. I think you got to be open to. You got to be open to different kinds of people. It's an easy thing to say, and it's sort of a platitude, but the fact is when you get to know people and don't, you know, open yourself up to dating a broader range of people, not just that tiny little zone, and you may find you're attracted to people outside of that little zone. Anne?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Okay, I have sex with this guy, and he comes, so he says that he doesn't ejaculate. And he says that it's by choice, not that there's anything like medically wrong with him, but...
I don't understand. What's the difference? What's the difference between...
There is no difference, but she's saying nothing comes out. He's able to do something that makes nothing come out.
He comes and he makes a nice face and everything looks good, but...
He's faking it.
Wait a minute.
Oh, this might be the greatest man alive.
And not only that, but what guy looks good doing that? Oh, my
he's
God.
He's gorgeous.
He fakes orgasms.
Is that what he's doing?
How does that feel, huh? How's that feel, girl?
It doesn't feel very nice.
I know. How do you think I feel for the past 28 years of my life?
I don't know. Maybe we need to hook up.
What?
What? No, I don't know.
That's not nice.
Do you know Daniel?
No.
No.
You would not lie. I'm 6'4", like 165. Gaunt is not good looking, trust me. But I won't fake it. You'll know.
So he's faking it?
Well, you bring up the fact that he's a Buddhist. Are you sort of suggesting that he's doing something, some...
Well, I don't know. Yeah, because he's kind of spiritual, and, like, I wake up and he'll be, like, I don't know, whatever they do. What is it?
Meditate.
Right. And so I don't know if that maybe...
Or masturbate.
Is that, like, a...
I doubt it. What are you guys using for birth control?
Well,
why do you need birth control if nothing's coming
right,
out?
That's
well, how do you
I'm
know
I'm on the pill, but I'm not anymore, but I was for
does
a little
he know
while.
Does he know you're not on the pill?
Yeah.
And how do you know nothing's coming out? Nothing's coming out.
Because it doesn't taste like out. It?
What?
There's that, too. Yeah, I give him head, and nothing happens then, too.
Oh, really? Why didn't you ask him about it?
I don't know.
You're way too open.
Does he have orgasms when you're doing oral sex?
We usually start having sex afterwards.
So he doesn't actually, the orgasm is only during intercourse?
Yeah.
And so you don't really know if anything, you can't tell if something, I mean, some guys just produce small amounts of semen, that's all.
But are there people that produce none? And have a real ejaculation?
Yeah,
this brings me to
out
my
every
question.
Time, so even if it was a little bit, it would...
I have a Maltese. I have a Maltese dog, and every day when I leave the house, it humps this blanket. Now, it's been fixed, does that mean nothing's coming out? Is
no,
he
can still ejaculate.
But I don't think... I've never seen anything come out of it.
Yeah, dogs need much, much more to get it going.
Oh, but so he's enjoying it still?
I guess. Oh, yeah, yeah. He wouldn't do it otherwise.
Simon, stop it. Sorry, he's listening.
Maltese?
Is that gay? Whatever.
Kind of.
Knock it off. It's a beautiful aunt. Puff Daddy has a Maltese. Call him gay.
And my grandma has a Maltese, too, but I don't call
all
him
right,
gay.
All right. You win this round, caller.
So, Ann.
Yes.
So he pulls out, and you see that nothing comes out of him. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
is he old? Maybe his prostate taken out?
No, he's like 30, and he's like young. He's a surfer. He's really
active.
Has no prostate.
Smokes a lot of pot.
Smokes a lot of pot. We both.
Oh, that can screw you up a little bit. Does he push on the? Do you ever see him pushing up sort of between his legs there? Like he can direct the semen back into the bladder that way.
Oh wow!
You ever see him do that?
No, I've never
seen it. No, not really.
All right. Well, he's a mystery. Ask him and call us back when you find out what's going on. This is Chad. Chad, what's up?
Yeah, I saw an advertisement for a compact disc that's supposed to give you sexual dreams, and I'm assuming it's like a subliminal CD. Do those work?
Is that Daniel Tosh True Stories I Made Up?
It's what?
Nothing. I'm just being completely ridiculous.
Is that one of your...
No, but if you go on my website, DanielTosh.com, or maybe my blog on MySpace, you'll also get sexual dreams.
No. I don't believe there's... Is there such a thing, Dr. Drew? You have to answer this. I have no idea.
As subliminal CDs?
Does that work at all?
I whisper
in my girlfriend's ear all night long while she's sleeping.
Yeah. No, there's really...
Stop being a maniac.
Doing a lot of studying on what makes people dream and stuff, and there are things you can look at and all before you go to bed that tends to increase the probability that you're going to have certain kinds of dreams. But exactly the content of the dreams and remembering the dreams, they do these things where they have people like do video games, like they're racing around in video games, and then they go to sleep and they wake them up like 20 minutes later and they have them tell them what they're dreaming about.
Right.
Then they go back to sleep. They don't remember it. But they were dreaming about the.
Am I wasting my time with my Berlitz French tapes?
Yeah, you know.
Tula pondered on the queue.
The reason I'm asking, there's actually been times where, like, I've fallen asleep during the afternoon watching a basketball game or something, and I've, you know, like, you wake up.
Woke up with a hard on,
and you wake up what?
Yeah, exactly. No, with I was playing in the game, like I was playing in the basketball game, and so there's things that make me wonder if it's real, like if the right sounds or whatever.
Could you incorporate? I think what they're finding is it's less that you incorporate, though you can incorporate the dream, the external environment into your dream, so much as what you fell asleep to gets put in your dream.
Are you heterosexual?
Yeah.
Well, go to sleep watching a gay porn and see what you dream about.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting. Cynthia.
Yeah.
You're on Daniel Tosh. What's up?
Hey, I don't get that whole Scorpio thing you guys were talking about.
There was nothing there. Please don't bring up bad jokes that didn't work. The explanation was Dr. Drew always can just, like, he talks to people for 3 seconds and, like, oh, in the eighth grade, did you get in a bad bicycle accident? And they're like, yes. And, like, I'm just like, how do you do that? And he's like, I could just tell by her tone. So I was trying to...
Scorpio, that's why. So I was like,
Yes. Well, that's why I brought it up.
That is how
I knew.
That is how profoundly our callers personalize everything that's discussed on the air.
Sure.
we were talking directly to Cynthia about her boyfriend when you brought up that Scorpio thing.
There's only one Scorpio currently living in the United States.
And Cynthia, our dear friend, of course, we knew ahead of time, was related to this gentleman.
Is that really your only question for calling?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Thank God.
No, it's because my boyfriend wants me to save.
What's your what? Shave?
Yeah, like all of it.
Of course you should.
Oh, that's what you're into?
No, hair. I think the laser surgery is mandatory down there. The hair removal.
But so you like the prepubescent appearance?
I don't. I just like no hair. I shave too, because I want to have the fastest sex ever. I got 3 seconds on my best time. That's a swimming joke. I wrote that because my friend.
You a swimmer?
No. Yeah. I just wrote it because my friend's like, why do you shave all your pubes? I'm like, why are you in my bathroom? Freak. And there's nothing wrong with it. You should shave it all. There's no reason to have any hair down there. Hair is, it's just a matter of taste. And people that like hair are gross.
Well, like, I was wondering, like, what can make it, like, not, like, because you know how, like, after a couple of days, like, it can get, like...
Laser hair removal. It's kind of expensive, but you could give that. Waxing is going to hurt, but you should go for that second best.
How about a clipper? So you don't, like, shave. You're not going down below.
No, you don't. You want it all... If money's an issue, Home Depot, get a nice varnish. I don't think that's helpful.
Are you serious?
No.
How dare you?
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Just keep shaving. Get shorter and shorter. Like, compromise. Start with the Hitler, whatever, the runway. And then eventually get rid of all of it. It's gross.
This is Candace. What's up, Candace?
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh.
You're on the air.
You're on with Dr. Drew and special guest Daniel Tosh.
Extra special guest. Beautiful. Mind
and
you.
Daniel, you're very funny.
Oh, thanks. That's not... Why do you keep doing that? Anderson.
My question is, I was an escort for a while, and I always hear you talking about how that's a sign of, you know, there was maybe trauma or this or
well,
that.
Let's define your terms here. What do you mean by escort?
Whore, or?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, how dare you? Of course, Daniel.
Well, I'm just saying, for the listeners out there that aren't familiar with escort.
Well, escort, is that, are you using that name, is it euphemistically, or does it mean something about the kind of work you did?
Probably.
In other words, but did you have just a certain, you know, 3 or 4 clients and that was it, or do you just, you're a prostitute?
What do you mean, 3 or 4 clients?
Were you a high-end prostitute?
Yes.
How much for 4 hours evening guaranteed sex?
For 4 hours?
4 hours guaranteed sex.
$1,000.
How much?
$1,000.
I can live with that. I wouldn't put you high-end. I'd put you middle.
Medium. Anyway.
What's high-end? How much is that?
I think high end would be like five grand.
Is that right?
I would think so, wouldn't I?
I don't know.
Especially
what's that, Candace?
That's an overnighter.
An overnighter, $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you ever get attached to any of these people?
No.
Never.
No.
How did you avoid that?
I made a couple friends.
How did you avoid getting attached?
I bet you did.
How did I avoid it? Because it's business.
Did guys ever ask for a receipt?
No.
But my business managers are so anal about that stuff.
Yeah, they require that.
Well, no, I mean, just for anything.
When I first started, I didn't like it at all. I hated it, and actually I had to drink. And I would have bad dreams and panic attacks, and then for no reason at all, one day, out of the blue, I actually started enjoying it, and it got to the point where, you know, I would even, just everywhere I go, I would look at men that are around me and undress them and wonder what kind of lovers they are and figured I haven't pegged, and I would get mad if clients weren't satisfying me, and I just started really enjoying myself sexually.
That's the worst. Imagine paying for a prostitute, and then she's pissed at you because you didn't satisfy her. Oh, yeah. Guess who's not getting a ride back to their stop?
Oh, that's funny. So, anyway... I'm wondering, like, what...
Are you able to have relationships now?
I had a 3-year relationship.
What'd that cost?
From when to when?
Too much. What do you mean, from when to when? It was a few years ago.
But was it before all this or after?
Before and during.
Was he Puerto Rican?
No.
Did he know this was going on?
No.
Yeah. And then now, are you still doing this?
No.
Are you able to have relationships now?
No, I haven't really tried. Mm-hmm. This has been fairly recent, so.
Fairly recent that you stopped?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know, I don't know.
Hit that glass ceiling?
It's such a wonderful thing that I enjoy all the time. Why would you stop that?
I'm trying to move on and better my life.
But I thought it was such a wonderful thing.
No, the sex part.
Did you have a marketing plan, like when you go in, when you're a prostitute, or like, do you think like, oh, here, what is a good way to increase my business, or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Do you have like a menu that you gave out, or I don't know, maybe menu's not the right word, like a brochure?
No, but there were.
You wouldn't have a street team flyer cars or anything like that. I'm just trying to think. I was trying to help you out, or help young girls out there that are possibly looking into this career.
And so your thing is, you feel as though there was no trauma when you were growing up.
Right. I can't. There wasn't. I mean, I don't remember my childhood up until, like, maybe 4th grade or 5th grade are my first memories. But
okay, well, that's highly unusual.
All right, fill her in on what her childhood was.
I can't quite get a beat on it. I definitely get something wrong with Dad. And...
I mean, I remember one thing in 2nd grade. I got a SWAT, and that was about it.
You got a what?
A SWAT, like spanking.
At school. Yeah.
No, I don't get physical abuse from you at all. But to not recall your childhood is really not a great sign. I mean, when people talk about kids not remembering things, it's because their brain doesn't myelinize. The actual myelin, the hippocampus, doesn't develop. And that makes it impossible to remember anything. But once that happens, around age 3 or 4, people remember things.
I remember everything from 2 on. My first grade of kindergarten, we had apples on our desk with our name on it.
Yeah.
And I was sitting across from Beth. Oh, she was chubby, but I dug her.
So something really abnormal.
I don't remember any of it. Even from pictures, something... looking at pictures, I don't remember. But
right, so you're very dissociated from all that. And that's a sign, that's a really, really problematic sign.
Come here and give me a hug.
So I would, if you are going to be able to get on from all this, that you've sort of, again... What people do is they recapitulate the traumas from their past.
What does recapitulate?
They act them out over and over again.
Gotcha.
So if somebody sexually abused her for a few years when she was a kid, the way to manage that is to become that exploited person, be in control of it, and do it on your terms, but to end up reenacting the exploitation over and over and over again. I'm not interested in repressed memories and that kind of thing. I'm just interested in you being able to be close and present with people on an emotional level, and that's what therapy would be for you. So I would urge you strongly to check that out, because you're gonna have trouble in relationships. In fact, I almost see. Do you ever think about women?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay, good. Because I see you sort of heading that way as an escape from this.
No. No.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, then, if you want to be with men and you want to have healthy relationships and attract healthy people, a little bit of therapy
would go a long way. Prostitute.
You might read Tracy Lord's books about these things. She had quite a heavy experience along these lines and was able to kind of do a lot of treatment and get herself out of that, and you can sort of see how that works. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number here at Loveline. Daniel Tosh. That's an interesting call, right?
I was, and she seemed pretty together and nice.
Yeah,
I hope she gets it together.
Yeah, I think she will. And we'll get some more calls up for you guys. Let's see what we got here. We got sex with fiance and feels guilty, so she wants to stop. Oh, had sex once? Huh. Dating a 36-year-old. She's 20. Escort. That was good. Gets grossed out too. Some of these calls. We're going to get some good calls for you after we come back. Right, it's Loveline. A call just popped up on the screen here. I want to be sure to get in the layout before Daniel Tosh. This now is Jen. What's happening, Jen?
Hi. I have just become all things sexual these days, and I don't really know if it's like a horrible thing or if it's leading to something unusual, but...
Get to the goods.
Get to the goods? Okay. I've been doing very strange things involving masturbation, sex, I've been craving like double penetration, masturbating with things such as gear shifts, bottles, things.
Whoa. Gear shifts?
Yeah.
In a rig? Or like just like a standard
like
Civic?
A car.
Oh, man.
Is the vehicle moving?
No.
Have you just had fantasies about that? Have you lived any of these out yet?
Have I what?
Have you lived these out, or is it just fantasies?
No, these are things that I do.
Oh, these are things you do.
Are there other people? Do you have a partner present during the? You have partners there.
What's that?
I should have bought a standard. I bought an automatic.
Oh, damn. Is your partner present when you do these things?
What partner? I have a few.
But I mean, when you don't do this stuff by yourself.
No, I do.
Do you like danger?
Kind of.
I have to tell you, Jen, congratulations, by the way. I've been doing this show 23 years, and this is, I've heard tell of women doing this kind of thing. Most 17-year-old males talk about it. I've never actually spoken to someone who specifically gets into the gear shift thing. That's the one that's
That's
really it's just, ridiculous. I mean, I just, like, insert all sorts of interesting things into my body.
do you have orgasms?
Only when I'm by myself, never with another man.
How long do you keep the gear shift in you?
Until I come.
Like, I'm sorry.
Do you
keep overdrive on?
Do you park your car like somewhere? I mean, where do you do this? In your garage?
It's usually, in my garage. It's like a big parking garage. And
you know, though, I just realized they make those gear shift the round, and I keep thinking of the one with the automatic with the button and the whole handle and everything.
No, it's round.
Ball.
It's like a,
right, the ball. Yeah, that makes
like
more sense.
Yeah.
I had your crotch way, way different.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering if this is like a horrible thing or whatever.
Yes.
Kind of crazy and okay with it. Like, I'm not really sure.
It's something you'll tell your grandkids about, I'm sure.
When did this start happening?
Meemaw used to straddle.
No.
Nana. Nana Jen.
Nana. you know that car that has only 4,000 miles on it? There's a reason.
Well, I love my car, but
no kidding.
Apparently,
clearly, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I started doing this. Well, the gear shift thing is relatively new, maybe like a couple months ago. But I mean, like fruits, vegetables, like tools. Like,
when did this all start? When did this get crazy?
Maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Like a fistful of change.
3 or 4 years ago.
All right. Well,
is there anything that's off limits to your crotch?
Is there anything that what?
That's off limits? Like, you're like, I'm not putting that in my crotch.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything, like, really gross I wouldn't do. Yeah, anything that would cause me to have, like, a massive, like, yeast infection I wouldn't do. Like, I believe it or not, I actually have a brain when it comes to these sorts of things.
No, I believe it.
Like, well, it's a very creative brain at that.
Yeah, a left brain. Would.
Right, I am an artist.
Right brain.
Yeah, so, I mean, the things that are off limits are things that would obviously be, like, physically, like, wrong for me. Like, yeah.
I can't even think. I mean, if the things that are off, that are okay, I can't even think of what's off limits.
Okay, like salami would be bad.
like a big thing of salami, a hard salami. I don't know why that would be bad. I don't know why that would be bad. But
sections, man, come on.
Well, it has that skin coating over it.
I just want you to know we're having an argument about
putting a salami
about whether it's okay to put a salami up someone's coos.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, actually.
I'm so proud of this. This is one of prouder moments. I'm meant to be friends, Pooch. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
This is not a great sign. I'm glad you're so good-natured about it. You're not really actually harming yourself. But there are two common ways that these behaviors really get going. One is bipolar mania.
That's what?
Bipolar mania. Anybody ever thought you were manic depressive?
Am I manic depressive? I don't know. I might be. I kind of don't generally believe in therapy, but I kind of love Dr. Drew.
So. Okay. Well, but you're a little bit manic-y. You're kind of sped up and stuff. And so being manic depressive is one way that this gets going. And the other is trauma survivorship. If you're a trauma survivor, all of a sudden.
I think I probably got both of those going on.
Yeah, and they often do go together. And so while this seems kind of fun, and then I got a little whiff of addiction here, too.
Just pot, nothing else.
Yeah, well, I just had a little whiff, and so
you
add.
That?
I don't know. I just
you like that. You're gonna end up like that. You know those old ladies that like learn the banana trick where they pinch out pieces of banana from their
what? Oh. What are you talking about?
It's like sideshow stuff. I'm getting heads nodding. Some people know what I'm talking about.
Rings or anything.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls. There, that's a better. Okay. I should have went with ping pong balls.
Tell
I thought
this
the
banana thing. What are you talking about?
There's like
about?
Some woman that like can shoves a banana up and then she can like break it off in pieces out into your mouth like you lay it.
No.
I don't
like the idea of banana.
The humanity.
There's stories of these people, but I'm just saying. Eventually, that like when you get older, I think you're gonna like have. I don't know. I think you'll have a talent. You might do this like as a sideshow thing.
All right, Jen. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Right now, it's
damaged my vagina.
It's more that you're heading down a path where you are gonna get hurt. I can't predict how it's gonna happen. These are progressive.
I can.
Well, and you're gonna. It's either gonna be a bad judgment where you put yourself in harm's way. Or you get strung out,
head
get
on a
strung
golf
out
course
on a drug, or I mean, yeah, this is sexual compulsion.
The only thing
sexual
I do is pot. I'm not gonna like overdose on anything. Like I won't.
I'm just saying. But right now, things are comical and fun, and you kind of are enjoying this. But this is on an edge. This is on a razor's edge that can spiral out of control into real serious trouble. I mean, I see people all the time that end up in psychiatric hospitals that you know were at this stage for a while, and then all of a sudden things get really bad.
And
one of the things that happens is that at some point you start feeling shame or guilt, and then you start doing it more to compensate for that, and whatever trauma issues.
I get that once in a while. Like, I start feeling really bad about it, but then it, like, occurs to me, like, who the hell am I hurting? Like, you know, nobody...
Well, you're hurting, here's the deal. This
the next person that drives a car.
Every man's chance of ever pleasuring you.
Well, no, this is going to sound retarded, but...
I've never had an orgasm.
What you're hurting...
Like, I've been having to get creative. That's like...
You know who you should date? Carrot Top. He's got a load of props for your crotch.
He's so old, and he wears makeup.
Dairy is so old. Jen, when you're by yourself, do you have multiple orgasms?
Yeah, when I'm by myself, I can usually like get myself off in like a few minutes, and no man has ever made me come.
Right, it's funny. Here's the deal. What was I saying? I've just been distracted by her. This is part of the deal.
I apologize. I was tuning out. I just kept thinking of more things to put inside of her.
All right, I know what it was. I was going to say something retarded, and I'm hell-bent on saying, and that is that you're not hurting anybody, but you're hurting that injured part of yourself that is insisting on acting out in this way. Whatever injury you were subject to as a kid, it feels like the right thing to do to sort of repeat those traumas when, in fact, you're re-injuring yourself.
I mean, I've never had a trauma that has to do with anything.
Sex?
Like, I mean...
Sex?
Yeah, my traumas aren't sexual. They're just, like, more family-related.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily the case, but, again, that injured part is what sort of gets walled off and gets massaged this way.
Why you're so fat?
No, I'm not sure about that. And, Jen, look, enjoy, good times, whatever. I'm not into being a buzzkill, but I just know where this goes, and it ends up in a pretty bad place.
If she ends up in a psychiatric ward, I will visit.
I have no doubt about that.
I will bring her all kinds of things.
So, Jen, just you can expect a visit from Dan Tosh when you get in there. Daniel Tosh is the guest in here. It's True Stories I Made Up. And here's one you didn't make up. I expect to see some of these calls incorporated in your upcoming CD and your Comedy Central show coming up during the fall. You got to bring these things up. Jen is an unforgettable experience, right?
Agreed. But when you hear all these things, though, you it does go through your brain. You leave here, and you're just like, I become slightly paranoid.
Really?
Honestly, like
of
I'm
what?
Like, well, just STDs. You're like, oh, I got to get tested. I just start calling ex-girlfriends, like, you should get tested, and I hang up, and then like, that's a horrible phone call to get at midnight. But I get to laugh, and she gets tested, and I think that's positive.
That's positive, you're right. You encourage them to use birth control with their current boyfriends,
right,
and accuse them of not having used it for you.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I get to laugh, and she has a rough night's sleep. Whatever.
1-800-LOVE-191, and we'll be back after this. Well, here we are back with more Loveline. I took a shower and tried to recover from that last call and the lady with the banana that you were telling me about, and I threw up. I got to admit it. I vomited.
I can't believe that was unusual.
I wouldn't have heard of something like
right,
that.
Right, I would have
like
figured you
half
were...
our callers push a banana out for cereal in the morning.
No.
Jim, what's up?
Gentlemen, it is what night tonight on Loveline, let me tell you.
It is what night?
What night, dude. This whole show has been these sluts calling up with all these... I've had sex with 20 guys. Is that wrong? I'm mad because my boyfriend...
Don't judge.
Horse slut bitch.
Dude, it's the best night. This is my like one of my favorite shows ever. Daniel, you are cracking me up.
Thank you.
Dude, when that girl said she forgot how to drive, he asked her if she was Korean. I almost got into a car accident, too.
That'd be two car accidents, and I apologize.
Be,
Koreans are great drivers. I want to say that.
Yeah, of course they are. Drew...
Yeah.
Are you really enjoying tonight, though? Because you sound like you want to be anywhere else.
No, I'm fine. I mean, I like Daniel. I think he's very funny. We're working out our relationship here.
Right,
and we had some very interesting calls. I like being challenged.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I thought he was like the dumbest guest you ever had on, and then
I
started getting that he was just the most sarcastic bastard that you've.
I moved from Miami to L.A. I've lived many places, but I did reside in Florida. And let me tell you something.
Born in Germany.
Drew cannot be nicer on air, but off air, let me tell you, this guy is a snake. First of all, I'm not allowed to make eye contact with him. He will not shake hands.
His head must be lower than mine at all times.
I don't know if I shake your hand either.
What?
What do you think he does with it?
Very clean, actually.
Okay, right on.
If you want to shake my hand, come to the Laugh Factory on Tuesday, or I'll be at Melrose Improv in L.A. this weekend on Thursday and Friday.
Jim is in Detroit. Want to tell him when you'll be in Detroit?
I'll be in Detroit, never.
Jamie.
Man, they're fat there.
Yeah.
What's up, Jamie?
Not much.
Here we go.
Okay.
And action. Jamie.
Yes.
We're going to start over from the top. Jamie, what's your question?
Okay, well, my question is, when a guy goes down on me, And could there be any way that I could be allergic to beer if he's been drinking beer and then goes down on me?
Allergic to beer? What happens?
Okay, well, I'll probably freak you out, but...
You will not freak me out.
By the way, Daniel really seemed interested in this call, more so than many of the other ones, even the amazing calls we've had.
But well, yeah. I just was excited because I want to know the answer, and I have a feeling Dr. Drew knows the answer already. So go ahead. Tell me what happens to your vagina.
Okay, well, it's not so much like any part of the outer part of my lips, but the inner part will swell up drastically, and... I've even gone to the doctors, and they had no idea what to do, to do for me. But they swell up so bad, and they even swell up to the outer part of my lips, like past that.
And did they offer you any treatment?
They have given me a cream. I don't remember what it was. Sorry, I can't tell you.
Metrogel?
No, that doesn't sound familiar at all. It's an actual cream, and I put it on before. It's happened, actually most recently. It was just a couple days ago that it happened. But it's only happened 2 times before that, and the cream does work. But they had really no idea what it was. I mean, when I went to the doctors,
hey,
maybe about
Jamie,
three other people.
Jamie, can you get the cream? Is it handy?
Can we get a plug for the beer brand? What were they drinking?
Do it.
Okay, grab it. Let's tell me. Because if it worked, if I understand what actually you responded to, it'll help me come up with a theory about what you have.
What were they drinking?
The most recent one that I can remember that he was drinking was Coors Light.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I'm not sure if there's something
Rockin' Man
actual beer that would cause that.
I don't think it's the beer, by the way.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, there are, believe it or not, when I first heard this, I was speculative. I mean, I was suspicious it wasn't true, but... working in bakeries, women get certain yeasts that grow in their vagina, and so beer's got a bunch of yeast type stuff. And
my grandpa owns a bakery.
Yeah, he didn't have a vagina though.
No, but I was just wondering, Nana.
Well, it has nothing to do with the bakery. Let me actually get it for you.
I think it's kind of neat. If that makes you feel good. Your vagina just gets
huge.
Actually,
it's not. It's really painful.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was painful.
How long does it last for?
Once I put the cream on, by the end of the day, okay. I'm okay.
And what kind of doctor did you see about this?
A gynecologist.
All right, and what's the cream?
You're like that kid in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What?
The one that blows up?
Yeah. Veruca Salt. Wait, no. It was Veruca Salt did that, right? Oh, Violet Beauregard, yes.
It's NYSTATIN.
Yeah, nystatin. So that's
boring.
That's yeast medicine, Jamie. That means you're getting yeast infections.
Is it just from the beer because they've been drinking beer and it's the weed possibly?
How are they drinking while they're down there? Because that's not good. No one should
do
that.
At all. It's like to say if we've gone out or something and we were all drinking and then a guy goes down on me, it's happened. But it's only happened about 3 times and if a guy's ever like been drinking, I'll make sure he brushes his teeth or something because...
Here's
it's
the deal.
Really
I know. It's probably just a plain old yeast infection. It probably has nothing to do with the drinking. You introduce something new into that sort of territory, you can trigger a yeast infection. The beer and all, interesting theory. I really doubt that really has anything to do with it. And then I'm kind of concerned that it's a herpes also. But because that swelling and burning and pain most likely is a herpes infection. However, the fact that it got better with yeast medication and got better rapidly really sort of suggest it is, after all, just a yeast infection. And yeast infections can be quite exuberant. Mary, what's up? Like, was that an exuberant yeast infection?
I like that you threw in herpes just to kind of make her terrified for a little bit, though. It's probably not, but you have herpes.
Down a bit. Mary, what's up?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I kind of have, like, a weird thing. I'm 25, and, I'm not like the other ones that called so far. So it's a little weird. I was a virgin until, like... 2 weeks ago. I just don't believe in I just didn't want to have sex until I got married. I mean, I had boyfriends and like...
But now don't you feel silly for waiting?
What?
But now don't you feel silly for waiting?
No. I mean, it was beautiful, but it wasn't... He's my fiancé, and like, I went to go see his family and in another country. I just don't want to say...
Beautiful.
Where
are you sure you had sex?
What? Yeah, I think. But the only thing is, I don't think it broke anything. But anyway.
Well, at 25, there's nothing to break, basically.
Oh, it breaks already?
No, yeah, pretty much spontaneously takes care of itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was it his first time as well?
No, And the thing is, like, at first, like, he didn't believe me that I was a virgin, and because, like, a lot of boys like to talk to me, and he never believed, I don't think he believed me, because I was...
Where are you from?
What?
Where are you from?
Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And...
Do you shave down there?
Oh, gross.
Well, I don't mean it to be gross. I've just, you know, I want to shatter some stereotypes, but I hear it's thick.
I like to be clean.
Okay, good.
I learned that from one of my friends in college. She did it. So
okay, Mary, so what? Really quick, we're running out of time here. What's the question?
Well, my question is, like, okay, we did that, you know, and the day I came back, we did that. And we, you know, I just went crazy, and I couldn't take it no more, and we did that. So...
You feel
now,
bad about it.
It's like he wants it now. He expects it now, kind of.
Yes,
and
he's like going to want it every day.
You know, like touch
every,
down there and
every day he's going to be interested in it.
No, I don't know what to do. Like, I want to wait until
get
married.
Married now. Like, well, when are you getting married?
July.
No. Fine, he can make it. He can make it then. Go ahead. You're fine. Do what you feel is right. We got to take a break. Anyway,
good.
So. All right, Daniel Tosh is in there. Mary, it's fine. It's fine. You did it. Fine. You went away. It's all good. This guy's hanging in with you, by the way. He's waited this long, and he wants to marry you, and he's going to... You're kind of punishing the guy.
Well, he's going to come back for seconds.
Kind of be a little bit more, maybe, sort of empathic to what he's dealing with, and, he'll be fine. He'll make it to July. But, boy, when that... He's going to be... You're going to have to, like, triple down. The guy's going to make it 3 times a day or after that for a while. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Remember that for tomorrow night, because we're not taking any more calls tonight. We're going to be back with Daniel Tosh just to wrap up after this. Does it for Loveline. Anderson, you happy with Daniel's performance tonight?
Of course, sir.
It was really funny, right?
You heard me kissing ass during the break, which I can't do.
You can't kiss ass? And
well, that means
you still
I wasn't
did.
Kissing ass. I was just stating fact.
Well, Anderson, I have strong feelings toward you, and thank you very much.
He'll be down there to service you in a few minutes.
No. I want to make love to you later.
Drew, clean it up.
What's that, Anderson?
I said I want to make love to Daniel later, for sure.
Okay.
At least a hand job out of this.
All right, fair enough. He'll be back. Don't worry. Daniel Tosh here tonight. Check out his CD, True Stories I Made Up, tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory.
Sure. This weekend, Melrose Improv here in Hollywood.
Check out DanielTosh.com.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.
Where else he is. It was fun. We'll see you again soon. And the rest of you will see you tomorrow night. This is Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
Listen, if it was up to me, we'd bring the troops home and continue the war here in this country. What do you think of that? Let you guys sleep in your own beds with your girlfriends, wake up in the morning, drive to war. We can have it in Nebraska. We don't need that horrible state. Let's be honest.